Just in case you could do with a little bit more calming, just have a listen to this. Very calming. Just a few of the sounds of Wales, already uploaded onto a new sound map of the UK. This is a project being run by the British Library to encourage people to post their favourite noises and preserve them for the future. There's a skylark there, a steam train, and something else. Richard Ranfitt is the head of the British Library Sound Archive. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And Dr. Mike Reddy, one of the Welsh contributors to the sound map. Hello there. They weren't yours, were they, those three?
Possibly the last one might have been Waterfall.
What was it?
Waterfall.
Oh, Waterfall. Yeah. Because what have you contributed to the sound map?
I think two or three sounds, and the sound map contacted me through Audioboo, which is the website and the application on your iPhone that they use to record these things, and said, can we have these sounds? I've got one of HMS Discovery up in Dundee, one of the Waterfall and Commandment. I think there's another one, I can't remember right now which one that is, but it's an amazing archive, and it was really nice to have been approached, because I kind of think I predate them, because I've been recording kind of 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence, you know, that John Cave piano piece, just to really prove that there's no such thing as silence anymore, but also to give myself a bit of time, about 5 minutes, just to sit and listen. And it's almost meditation for me. So it's really nice to have then had some of those sounds be put into the archive.
How big's your archive of your 4 minutes and 33 seconds? How many places have you done that?
Oh, gosh. It's a lot around Commandment when I'm walking the dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good couple of dozen, I think.
Is it? Yeah. That's an interesting project in itself, Richard. And it plays into what you're trying to do. So just explain what the sound map is.
Well, it's a snapshot of the whole of Britain, and we're running it for a calendar year from now until next summer. We're inviting just members of the public to contribute sounds, and it might be their favourite sounds, but actually it might be sounds they don't like. I mean, we've got sounds of people recording their neighbours' hedge trimmers. We've got the sound, you know, the noisy sounds of drills in the street and so on. But other people are contributing sounds they like, maybe sounds they've heard on holiday, the sounds of the sea, or just ordinary, everyday domestic sounds they hear around them.
There seems to be a focus on the ordinary, the everyday, the mundane, the regular. That's what you want, not things when the carnival's in town.
It is what we want, but it's really more the everyday. We're happy to have any sounds, including carnivals, but they are recorded anyway. It's the everyday sounds that people only notice when they're no longer there. And we're also interested, obviously, by putting them on the map, you can hear differences around the country right now, but how, you know, this project is going to be more and more interesting over time. Over the course of the year, we'll be really mapping the entire country.
What do you want to show?
We're trying to capture the essence of the sound. I mean, sounds have quite an influence on people, even though they're not aware of them at the time. But as I said, they're often only aware of them when they're absent, or when, you know, when a sound is switched off. That's often when people become aware of them. And sounds have a great influence on people. They have influence on their well-being, even on their health. I mean, there's a fascinating study done a few years ago where someone, in a lab study, played some sounds in a sort of simulated street, and they had their accomplice there with a bandaged arm, and objects apparently dropped on the ground. Well, in the quiet street, people would stop and help, but when they played that noisy, ordinary street sounds, people would rush on by. So sounds affect our well-being and our behaviour, even if we're not conscious of them. And the great thing about this project is people are now thinking about this and contributing sounds that are around them.
Yeah, Mike, what is it that you would choose particularly? I know that you've had moments that have been chosen from your archive. What would you choose?
From my archive, I would like... when I record, I always do 27 seconds where I explain what's going on, and that leaves 4 minutes and 33 seconds, because Audioboo is 5-minute limit. There's one recording I did which is just 4 minutes 33 with no introduction, which is the sound of bells at St Peter's Church in Lower Haswell by the graveside where my dad was buried last year.
I should imagine that sound takes you back to that very place, that very moment, does it?
Yeah, it's the one where I didn't want to do an introduction, and I just kind of sat and listened, and I was just going to record it, because the sound archive don't particularly like sound of wind. In fact, they recommend that you don't, if you're going to do a recording, try and avoid that, but a lot of mine do have a lot of wind in them because it's Commandment. But that one, it for me, is very special, so I think if I was going to make a suggestion, that would be one.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Dr. Mike Reddy, and also with us, Richard Ranft, who's the head of the British Library Sound Archive.